News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County. This is Eric Woodstrom. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda today. Carl and Linda are east of here out in Modoc County having a little bit of R&R. Welcome to KCNR, our Friday morning show. We've got a few guests lined up. We've got some guests coming in at 7:30 to talk to us about Camp for Life and Camp Hope. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got Bob Lynchide, Managing Director of Innovate North State, that'll be on and talk about his new initiative to help with business growth and development in the North State, kind of more of a regional approach to it. And then also we encourage everybody that is out there listening to call in. We've got about a half an hour here where we have an open line and encourage you to call. Talk to us about what's on your mind or anything you'd like to talk about, specifically with banking. Or, boy, all you have to do is open up the newspaper this morning and there's probably quite a bit to talk about. Anyways, we want to talk about a couple community events first. First of all, this weekend we've got the salute to Vietnam veterans. It's been 39 years since the last U.S. troops were withdrawn from Vietnam, but the war, which claimed the lives of more than 58,000 people, including 44 Shasta County residents, continues to haunt many who fought in it. To help honor the service and sacrifices of Vietnam War veterans, as well as to try and continue to heal their emotional wounds, the Reading-based Vietnam Veterans American Chapter 357 is sponsoring its third annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day on Saturday out at the Reading Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. The event goes from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday. It includes historical information, displays, including a vintage Huey helicopter. Talks about veterans benefits and materials and outreach. We'll have live music, free coffee, donuts in the morning, and a free lunch from 12:32. So come on out. It's going to be a rainy, wet Saturday. But come on out down to the Reading Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street and help celebrate and honor our Vietnam veterans. Morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Eric, and welcome into the guest seat here at KCNR 1460. A couple of quick things here we want to take care of. First of all, let's jump right into our market minute. On the line, we have Wells Fargo advisor Steve Medek, and he's going to give us an update on what's happening on Wall Street. Steve, what's going on over on the street?
Good morning, gentlemen. Okay, a higher open for the final trading data the first quarter. The Dow Jones and NASDAQ are looking to open up, or they did open up 0.3% higher, and the S&P was up 4.4%. Early economic data was mixed. February personal income rose 0.2%, falling short of a consensus projection of 0.4. Okay, Dow's currently up 40 points at 13,186. S&P's up 4 points at 1407. And NASDAQ's up 2 points at 3097. Some of the most active stocks, Chevron's up down 3 cents at 106.82. IBM currently up 15 cents at 208.41. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric up 8 cents at 43.07. North Valley Bank up 5 cents at $12.05. For the commodities, gold is up 92 cents at 16.61, and silver is up 14 cents at 32.35. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medek with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Steve. You're listening for the Wells Fargo Market Minute. It happens every weekday morning here on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, at 705, 805, and 905. Let's take a quick look at the weather here. Rain today, a high near 60, and that's going to continue on through tonight. The wet stuff will go on and on throughout the weekend. Got showers and thunderstorms on tap for your weekend. And winds could hit as high as 33 miles an hour. Great weekend to be moving into a new house, let me tell you. Anyway, right now we've got 52 degrees in Reading, and Eric, talk him up just a little bit while I bring us up some music here, because I got behind the the curve here.
All right, sounds good. Well, as Steve indicated, the stocks are starting up higher today. It's the last day of the quarter. It's the first quarter of 2012, and I think the next couple weeks will be on the national business side, anticipating earnings statements coming out and just seeing how corporate America is doing, how the businesses are doing, and if we have hints of optimism in the news. We've got Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, who's optimistic on long-term economic growth. We've seen recent activity nationally in the state and locally that shows signs that we're coming out of what's been a very, very long recession. So I think the stock market we always use is kind of a litmus of how we're doing, and we'll see over the next couple of weeks really how businesses are performing. All right. There's some music.
All right, we're going to take it into the break, and coming back on more Free Fire Radio, 605-4567. You want to join in the conversation? We've got half an hour and open phones here. We'll be back.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's 7:13. We're here live in the studio on Open Line Friday. We encourage you to call in with any questions you might have, comments, discussions, items about what's going on locally, what you might see in the paper this morning, or anything if that's related to banking, finance, or the business community. We have a couple guests coming up later on. We've got some representatives from Camp for Life and Camp Hope that'll join us at 7:30, talk about what they're doing this summer, helping out kids in need. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll have Bob Lindscheid with Innovate North State, a new consortium of business people that are working to promote and grow business and change the economics in our region. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about what we're seeing out there in banking. I'll comment on the interest rate environment, business activity. It's springtime. I think the flowers are up and ideas are blooming. We still have historically low interest rates. We have low home prices for existing homes. We have, you know, no construction to speak of on the residential side because the cost to construct is simply higher than what you can sell your homes for. But there are a lot of resale homes happening, and there's really no better time in the last 10 years to buy a home if you're able to come up with the down payment. Home prices are low enough that people that have historically rented, you know, with the down payment can afford to buy a decent home today. We've got a lot of activity, inventory of homes dropping, of homes on the market dropping. We've even seen some instances. We've got several customers at the bank that are out trying to buy homes that have been taken back, the foreclosure mess that happened over the last 4 or 5 years. And what we've seen more recently in the last 2 to 3 months is active bidding on homes where the asking price is actually being bid up again because the price of the home has been placed so low that multiple people are wanting to buy it. On the business front, I've seen, boy, just in the last week, where business used to be January and February and early March, we've kind of waiting around to see out prospecting, trying to find new business growth. And there's been a little bit of it in the last couple of weeks. It's just blossomed. We've had a number of phone calls at the bank, and I'm assuming the other bankers here in town that provide lending support and capital to commercial property buyers and small businesses. Their phones are ringing off the hook. I think we've got we're kind of through the worst of it. Those that are still that are in business have survived. Not that we're back to the heyday of 2004, 2005, and 2006, but that we're seeing businesses wanting to expand. I've had a couple calls on businesses that were formerly tenants that are now looking to buy their buildings. The SBA has some wonderful programs in collaboration with your local community banks like Five Star Bank or some of the other banks here in town that for financing and getting business owners into their property for small down payments. The SBA 504 program in particular allows business owners that are buying property that they'll run their business in to get in for as little as 10% down. And that's been very, very attractive to a number of buyers that have historically been tenants in commercial property. So we're seeing some activity blossom. We've seen some expansion, and as we're going to hear later today, we're going to learn a little bit more about some of the efforts, both public and private, to help stimulate business growth and here in the North State. And looking outside of Redding a little bit, just regionally, looking in Shasta County and Butte County and some of the other counties that are around us that, you know, where the attractions are, the natural resources that we have, and people will want to live here but need a job. And so we'll learn a little bit more about the efforts that are going on right now to help develop and stimulate growth. Anyways, and then we can always look at the newspaper. And we look at the morning newspaper this morning. We see that one of our Shasta County or Shasta Lake councilmen has turned herself in, and I think that any of those that have been following the story, I think this is I think one more chapter in the story of Dolores Lucero and the Shasta Lake City Council. She's, as most of you know, there's been an active recall effort, and as a result of some of the activities that have gone there, it looks like she got herself in a little bit of hot water with some of the affidavits and some of the findings they put in. The sheriff Basenko and has said that she's charged with 2 felony counts, alleging she gave false declarations and evidence to a judge, and 1 misdemeanor count of filing false police reports. Wow.
Well, as I like to say in the radio business, you just can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. No, you can't at all. And I think that's, you know, I think we have some way to go on trying to understand some of the politics around here. It is the political season, and it's just getting started, Bob. And
boy,
we've got, I'm sure, more stories ahead of us.
Indeed. 605-4567. You got a few minutes left to call in, get into the conversation here on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. It is 720, and we'll be back.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest, not by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
7:23 on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is just a great guy, and he's an excellent person to do business with. You know, the windshield on your car, that is a vital piece of safety equipment. You've got a great big piece of glass, what, a foot away from your face. Do you really want to trust a major repair to a structural component to your vehicle to some guy on the side of the road who you will never possibly see again? No, you don't. You want you want that repair done in a controlled environment and with expertise. And that is what Jeff Wurst offers you there at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Check him out. He's down there on South Market Street, 3208 South Market. Give him a call at 241-8373. He can take him up to 24 inches long and large as a quarter. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And now back to our guest host, Eric Wittstrom.
Thank you very much, Bob. This is Eric Wittstrom. I'm the Northern Valley president of Five Star Bank. We have an office here in Reading. We've been here for about 5 years. Recently opened in Chico and have several other offices down in the Sacramento area where we're headquartered. We're headquartered just north of Sacramento up near the airport. Anyways, welcome again, listeners, to our Friday morning edition of Free Fire Radio on KCNR. It's an open line Friday. We encourage you to call in with your thoughts, comments on current events and what's going on here locally and at the state level and nationally. As we were talking about before the break, we're seeing some signs of continued signs of encouragement in the business community with low interest rates, opportunity to buy property and to raise capital at historic low rates. We've seen recently a slight uptick in the mortgage rates. I think that's an indication if it's sustained that the market, which is really the driver of the interest rates, regardless of how much the Fed works to manipulate them, that the market feels that we're into an economic recovery and growth period. We're seeing long-term rates rising. We see the 5- and 10-year T-bill increase over the last 30 days, and I think that we'll probably continue to see some rise in interest rates. Anyways.
Alrighty, you'll probably want to look at the question that's in the chat room there, Eric, but right now what I want to do is take just a moment and we're going to check in. It is Friday, and that means it's time to hear from Amy, our fitness and nutrition expert at Adamson's Peak Performance. Amy, what is your tip for this week?
Good morning and happy Friday.
Indeed.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a small little point that I think is going to be so huge. You know, people come into the gym and they work out really hard, but they forget one small thing. The main thing when you're working out is you want to focus on making sure that your core is tight. We've all heard this, right? But there's a little maneuver called the draw-in maneuver, and you can practice it right where you guys are at in your seats right now. You're going to take a deep breath in, fill your diaphragm up with all that air, and then breathe all that air out and draw your diaphragm up and your abdominals in. This is called the draw-in maneuver, and I bring it up because while we're training people, we are constantly reminding people to draw in their abs for support when they're lifting weights or when they're pushing weights. But so often what happens is people go on their day, they leave the gym, and they forget to focus on this draw-in maneuver. And this is when things will happen, like they drop a pen on the floor and they bend over to pick it up, but they haven't drawn their core in tight before they pick up even the small little pen, and there's no support for that back. And then what do you think happens? Their back goes out. So, little small exercise for everyone to practice outside of the gym is the draw and maneuver. You can do it laying down. You can do it sitting up. You just want to remember to take a deep breath in, breathe all the air out of your diaphragm, draw your abs in really tight, and hold that core in tight. You know, for the guys, it'd be like when a cute girl's walking by on the beach and they suck it in tight.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of a hardwired thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But that's what I need people to focus on. And I bring it up because I actually have a client who works so hard in the gym, so hard and, you know, very strong, but has a tendency to forget to hold that core in during the day at his office. And it just so happens he came in the other day laughing. He said, I dropped a pen on the floor, and guess what I didn't do? And he didn't have that draw maneuver when he went to go pick it up, and he ended up straining his back. So it can happen with something as light as a little pen. So that back needs that support all the time. And when you're sitting in your chairs, same thing. Don't let the core be relaxed. Draw the tummy in tight. Keep the diaphragm, you know, up. You can still breathe. Don't be afraid to take a deep breath once in a while. But hold that core in tight for good posture and just a better body movement all around.
All right, Amy, thank you very, very much. Fitness tip of the week from Amy with Adamson's Peak Performance. And Amy, real quick, the address down there.
It's 3266 Bocelli Lane.
All right, thanks. Have a great weekend, Amy.
You bet. You guys too.
Thank you very much, Amy.
All right. You know, you may have noticed, Eric, that time does just zip right along here on KCNR. That's talk radio for you. We've got bottom of the hour news from Fox, and I guess we have our first guest coming in right after that, correct?
Yes, we do. We'll have some representatives from Camp for Life and Camp Hope right after the news hour.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the last trading day of the first quarter with a sea of green. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 40 points. Consumer spending posted its biggest gain in 7 months, fueled by higher energy costs. Spending rose 0.8% in February, and with income only slightly higher, it didn't leave much for Americans to put towards their nest eggs. The personal savings rate fell to its lowest level since August 2009. People across the country are buying tickets for tonight's Mega Millions lottery. They're trying to win a record $540 million jackpot, but with 42 states and Washington, D.C. all selling tickets, experts say the odds of winning are 1 in 176 million. One American that doesn't necessarily need to be hopeful ahead of tonight's Mega Millions drawing is Ford's chief executive, Alan Mulally. He was paid nearly $30 million in 2011. The automaker released Mulally's total compensation, including salary and option awards, in a proxy statement filed with regulators. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at opportunitylouisiana.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022. 0022.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:34 in this portion of the program, brought to you by Nathan's Anthems. Hey, our friends down at Nathan's Anthems, they're giving away a $300 value tattoo to one local veteran. That's right, $300 worth of tattoo work. And I have no idea what that entails because I know nothing about tattoos. But being a veteran, I went down and signed up. Not sure what I'll do if they draw my name. Hey, they're professional piercers and tattoo artists. 7 days a week. I was impressed when I went into this store there at 1358 Market Street. I was stunned at just how clean, professional, and immaculate that place was. Check them out yourself. Corner of Market in Tehama. Mention the ad. Get 20% off till the end of the month. And I think they're going to carry that over another month. Nathan's Anthems. And now back to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning. It's a wet Friday morning here in the studios of KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We've got an open line Friday for those out there listening that have something on your mind you'd like to talk about. And we have our first guest today. We've got Michael Burke, Executive Director of the Shasta Family Justice Center. He's joined us today to talk about some of the upcoming events. Good morning, Michael.
Well, thank you very much for having us on the show again. We came on last week to talk about our Pizza and Pumps event that we had last rainy Saturday afternoon. And even though it was raining, we had a great turnout for Pizza and Pumps. So thanks to all the listeners out there who showed up in Anderson. We made about $8,000 to help victims of family violence through the Shasta Women's Refuge. And, you know, the Walk a Mile in Horseshoes is coming up April 7th. So it's going to be a great event there too, rain or shine. And I'm hoping for shine.
Yes, we are hoping for some shine. I think that it's hard enough to walk a mile in her shoes in the shine, but let alone with the challenges of a rainy weather.
Well, and something else we have coming up on the 16th of April is our second annual Sock Hop. The Shasta Family Justice Center's biggest fundraiser of the year is our Sock Hop. It's a fun family event. It's only $5 admission. So we try to make it easy for the whole family to come out. You know, you can bring four people for $20. Kids under 10 are free. Once again, Mary's Pizza Shack is bringing a pizza oven right into the Civic Auditorium. And it's going to be a great time with lots of Wade Riggs is spinning tunes and having performances by the Wee Multimedia Theater Group. And tickets are online at ShastaFJC.org.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Mike. Once again, that's down at the Civic. And what's the time today?
Well, it's from 5 to 9 p.m. We're actually the kickoff event for Cool April Nights. As you know, Cool April Nights is coming up.
Right.
Right now, it's a whole week-long event. When I used to work at the newspaper back in, I think, 89, I went to the very first Cool April Nights event, and it was one quarter of the parking lot down at the Civic Auditorium, and it was, I think they brought in one James Dean replica car to make it seem like this great event. And all these years later, it takes over the whole town, and it's a whole week long now. So we're proud to be able to kick it off with this Sock Hop.
Sure. No, that'll be a lot of fun. And like you said, Cool April Nights is a large event. Let's hope that some of this rain gets wrapped up before then. I think it's almost tradition that it rains one or two days of the Cool April Nights, but get those cars out here and kick it off with the sock hop.
Well, and that's the benefit of being inside of the Civic Auditorium. The folks that are running that now have just been fantastic to us. We're actually going to bring a bounce house inside also, so it should be a great time. But really, when it comes down to it, what are we doing all of this fundraising for? We're doing it for the victims of family violence. At the Shasta Family Justice Center, we had last Friday 45 visits for service in one day.
Wow.
It really blew our mind, but it's a good cause. It's a good reason to be there. We need these women and these men to feel safe in their houses and in their environments and in their community. And by having all the co-located services under one roof, people are actually getting the help they need to break the cycle of violence.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Mike. It's a great cause. The Sock Hop will be a fun time, but what we're all here for is not only to have a good time, but to raise money to help those that are in need.
And I think one of the other things we're doing for the victims of family violence is helping out their children. If we have a large children's room at the Family Justice Center, so the children don't have to hear the stories of abuse when their moms or dads are talking to our caregivers and our service providers. And we focus so much on the children that this year we wanted to start a new tradition with the Missing in America Project and have a camp, a summer camp for kids.
Go ahead.
We're working really closely with the MIA Project and the Walmart Heart Foundation to put together our very first Camp Hope. And Camp Hope's going to be 4 nights, 5 days of camping for youth who have been exposed to family violence, that's sexual assault, child abuse, elder abuse, or domestic violence in some way, shape, or form. We're going to have about 80 kids out there. Angela McClure, who's the executive director for the Crime Victims Assistance Center, she's actually the program manager, sorry about that, has been working very, very hard on securing everything needed to make this camp a huge success. And we're joined in the studio today, too, with the Missing America Project. So
I'm going to interject here. Pardon me. A little frog in the throat on a Friday. Let's go ahead and take a break, and then we can bring our new guest in so we can get back on track here, if you don't mind, Eric.
That's what it's, you're running the show here, Bob.
No, and we're in good track.
Sounds good. All right, we're streaming live on KCNR 1460.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Reading. And I'd followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
744 KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. They got new coffee flavors in the store, Italian roast, Portland blend, good stuff. Got a cookie special for the month, cookies and cream coffee. It's a 20-ounce coffee drink. $3, and it is sweet and creamy with cookie crunches. Also, they've got a sale on T-shirts are closing out. Leather jackets marked down 50%. So you're going to want to check them out there at Tobacco and Brew. Now back to our guest host here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you very much, Bad Bob, on this wet Friday morning. Also in the studio joining us today, we have Fred Salanti with the Missing in America Project and Angela McClure, the program director for the Crime Victim Assistance Center through the District Attorney's Office. Fred, Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Fred, we've got some other upcoming events, and you wanted to make some comments also about Camp Hope.
Yeah, I think real briefly for upcoming events is tomorrow is Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day here. And we happen to have a Vietnam veteran KIA that Missing in America has taken responsibility for. And we are going to actually do an escort from 9:30 from the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street out to the cemetery and conduct a service for that gentleman to inter him in the new columbarium walls and also to recognize the 44 Shasta County veterans that gave their lives in Vietnam for us. So that'll all take place with a service at 10:30 in the chapel out at the cemetery.
All right, fantastic. And that's that chapel that was really, you know, spearheaded and led by Maurice Johansson is just a wonderful, wonderful addition to the Veterans Cemetery. It's an asset to our community to have that out there and to be able to honor our veterans properly. All right. Also, we have Angela McClure, the program manager for the Crime Victim Assistance Center. Angela, good morning.
Good morning. And we're here to talk about Camp Hope, Camp for Life and Camp for Hope. Fred is somebody who's spearheaded Camp for Life with the MIA program and Walmart Heart. And we were fortunate enough that Fred secured an entire week, June 1st through June 10th. And I'll let Fred talk about what's going to happen the first 5 days of camp.
Thank you, Angela. What happens is that last year, Walmart Heart is a program that is run by Walmart truck drivers, not the foundation or the corporation itself. And these gentlemen get together to help children that have terminal or serious illnesses. And so we had done a number of events with them about that. And last year we decided that we needed some kind of a gathering that would allow families that were all suffering with children with daily medical problems and children that were daily dealing with life-threatening problems to give them a release. So we had a four-day camp last year called Camp for Life, and we had all of these children and their families come together, and we gave each family a cabin, and we ran a camp out there where they did nothing but fish with help from the Fish and Game and the Department of Interior allowing us to plant fish there. They gold panned, they did stuff and drummed and sang, and it drew them all together to give them a support group that they knew that had the same problems. So we decided to make it bigger for this year and do 10 days.
Wow.
And so we're redoing the camp for life part for 5 days. But luckily I was contacted by Angela and the Justice Center about how did we do the camp, because they were looking and interested in doing something similar. And it's just so happened that I had 5 days that we could share and have a camp together and make both of our dreams a reality, and to bring this camp to the local community level to make sure that all of the children that needed some help and needed a relief would have an opportunity. And, of course, by no means do I mean all, but right, at least a portion.
But some of them, yes. And both camps are out at the Whiskeytown Environmental Camp.
Exactly.
Just below Whiskeytown Lake. If some of our listeners would like to help and donate, how can they go about doing that?
Well, the easiest way is to call Angela or some numbers at Walmart Heart, and I'll let Angela give you that. She's got the paper in front of you, and she can explain a little bit more from their side. And we need lots of help, obviously. And, of course, the biggest portion we need is to make sure we can do some fundraising to accomplish anything to do that we can't provide immediately.
Sure.
And one of the things we're doing is we have a mail-out, a sponsor a child for camp, and that's $125 to sponsor a child, $500 to sponsor four children, or any donation that anyone can make. They can contact myself, Angela, or Michael at the Justice Center at 243-8868, or they can contact Jeannie with Walmart Heart, and her phone number is 529-8482.
Fantastic. Now, that sounds like a great program, and we'll have how many kids and families do you expect to have out there?
I'll address the Camp for Life part because
sure.
We have the 16 cabins out there, and we fill one family per cabin and let them bring siblings and parents, and they come together as a family unit.
Wow.
And I think the biggest thing that impressed me was with the drumming, the events, the beating, the art drawing, the families participated as much as the child because they needed the break, too, from
sure.
the relief.
Sure.
And then I'll let Angela explain what they have for the children that they're coming for the second 5 days.
Right. So the children who come to the Shasta Family Justice Center, you know, in the past 18 months, we have had 4,300 requests for services. And that's a lot of people needing help in our town. That's certainly a lot of children in the families. And so we wanted also the children to have a break from any kind of trauma or chaos that they were suffering in their homes. And so we're recruiting children. The cabins are 16 cabins, and we can have up to 7 children per cabin, and then we'll have youth counselors as well. So we're looking at anywhere between 80 and 90 children to come out for that week. Our camp will start on June 6th and last through June 10th. And so anyone interested in nominating a child or families that want to sign up for this can contact the Justice Center at the 243-8868 number. And we're doing sort of the same curriculum. We're having nature hikes and campfires and s'mores and a little bit more of a therapeutic bent in that we'll have equestrian therapy, art therapy, but a lot of the beating, the cultural awareness and going on at the camps. And so just a healthy, natural place, an environment for the children to learn and grow and heal from any trauma that they've endured.
All right. That sounds like a great event, Angela and Fred. Thank you very much. And Bad Bob's giving me the break sign. I think we're going to take a quick break here, run some commercials, some of our sponsors, and then we'll come back and wrap up this hour.
Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
And 7:55 on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors Redding, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Serving Redding and surrounding areas, Crown Motors carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in the vehicles they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. Crown Motors, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you very much, Bob, on this wet Friday morning. Linda and Carl are taking a much-needed break. They're out to east of here in Modoc County, having a little R&R. We're joined in the studio today by a number of people. Michael Burke, Executive Director for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Angela McClure, Program Manager for the Crime Victim Assistance Center. And Fred Salante with the Missing in America Project. Mike?
Well, thanks again for having us, Eric. We've enjoyed this time with you and be able to share with listeners about the Shasta Family Justice Center, about the Missing in America Project, about Walmart Heart. And what we're doing is we're creating community. You know, the Shasta Family Justice Center brought together over 20 service providers in the community with 8 of them on site every day to help victims of family violence. It's no small feat to try to get all of the people who work in different segments, who do their own special thing, together under one roof. And when they do come together, when the community bonds like it has at the Family Justice Center, magic happens.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that bringing those together has allowed people to have a one-stop for services, and mm-hmm. they don't need to try and sort out the different agencies they need to go to and move around town and try and find things. I think you guys have done a great job down there bringing it together.
And our victims tell us they hug us, they smile. Our greatest compliment is when they come back to just feel safe. And a lot of people think that this family violence doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect the people I know. But truthfully, 1 in 4 women are affected by family violence in some time in their life. And so it does affect. And if it doesn't affect you and you honestly don't know anybody who's shared their story with you, think about this. About a month before the Family Justice Center opened, Tyrone Pitts killed his common-law wife in front of their children.
Wow.
That murder alone, that one domestic violence homicide, is going to cost our community $1.6 million to incarcerate this man for life. This is an open and shut case. So family violence affects everyone. And when it comes to the children, we really want to reach out. We want to wrap our arms around them as a community. We're building family, and this camp is a chance for 4 days. These children don't have to think about the violence. They don't have to think about the abuse. They just get to be kids and have fun.
All right. No, it's certainly one of the great causes in our community that we have. And once again, if you'd like to help support it, you can contact Michael or anybody down at the Shasta Family Justice Center. And that's the phone number there is 243-8868. And Michael, you've got a couple other some events coming up. Well, let's go over those again so that people want to come out and participate. They can be aware of what's going on.
Again, if you're interested in being part of our family, you can join us at the Sock Hop for $5. You can buy a ticket and have access to just a tremendous amount of fun, great music, live cars, pizza ovens, an ice cream making contest. If you know how to make your own ice cream concoction, head down to Leatherby's for $10. You can get in the ice cream making contest. And the winner of that contest will be the featured flavor of the month. For a whole month, your concoction can be out there for all of Reading to have, and maybe we'll save an extra couple of gallons of it to bring out to Camp Hope with us, because that would be a great way to give back to the community. But again, I want to thank everybody here at the radio station, at KCNR, for having us. Bob and Eric, you've been great hosts for us.
It's a worthy cause. It's great for our community, and once again, it helps those that are in need. And you know, as you've talked about, Michael, really doesn't know any bounds. There's not socioeconomic bounds. There's not racial bounds. It affects everybody. It affects everybody both personally and as a community.
Yes, it's absolutely true. Rich, poor, black, or white, we've seen every walk of life come into the Justice Center, and they come in broken, and they walk out empowered and able to take control.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here and sharing with us, and we're at the top of the hour.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. Free Fire Radio will continue right here on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A bunch of credit card numbers have been swiped, a security breach that the U.S. Secret Service is now investigating for MasterCard and maybe Visa. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
MasterCard and Visa card numbers are said to be involved. MasterCard says it's investigating a potential breach at a U.S.-based card processing company. Visa hasn't said even that much yet. But a blog called Krebs on Security calls the breach massive and says it got the information from sources in the financial sector who claim that many of the perhaps stolen card numbers were used at New York area parking garages. Krebs says it is believed the breach happened between January 21st and February 25th. Dave?
Steve, somebody might faint tonight if their numbers come up as Americans across the country line up trying to become the richest mega millionaires ever. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live at a lottery stand in Chicago.
Dave, at a steady pace of customers at this downtown lottery stand, and when they grab that ticket and head out the door, the dreams begin.
The first thing I would do if I won the Mega Millions is buy a bunch of goldfish. I work for Greenpeace. We love the environment.
A fancy, high-class car. Something useless.
One college math professor says you might get some psychological enjoyment from playing the lottery, but you'd be better off going to Vegas and playing blackjack or the slots. Dave?
Jennifer, Wisconsin voters could give their governor the boot. A recall election has been ordered for Republican Scott Walker after more than 900,000 signed a petition. Those were the loud and angry protests that went on for weeks as Walker pushed through a bill that went into collective bargaining rights for public unions. And that election could be coming up in the next couple of months. The Democratic primary for someone running against Walker would be in May. And then in June, they would hold the recall election. On Wall Street, the Dow is up. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Would you like to learn about an investment that's risen an average 18% a year for 11 years and not one losing year? Since the 2008 crisis, it's up over 100%, and now Citibank says it could rise another 30% this year. To learn more, call Lear Capital at 800-957-4653 for their free special report and video that examines why this shaky economy is giving this investment a big advantage. The report and video are free, so call now 1-800-957-4653. That's 800-957-4653.
Palestinians are out protesting, at times clashing with Israeli security forces in the West Bank, where Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live.
Dave, I've been watching hundreds of Palestinians throwing stones and burning tires as Israeli forces in riot gear fired back with tear gas and rubber bullets as the annual Lamb Day rallies turned violent. I'm at the Calandia checkpoint, which connects Jerusalem to Ramallah. But there's also been protesting in Gaza, where medics report the Israeli forces used live fire to keep protesters back, wounding a number. But despite warnings of protests on Israel's borders, things have been relatively quiet there, Dave.
Emily Singh, it is time to back the front runner. The architect of the House budget is endorsing Mitt Romney.
We need to coalesce as conservatives around Mitt Romney and focus on the big task at hand, which is defeating Barack Obama in the fall.
Congressman Paul Ryan, the House Budget Committee chairman, on Fox and Friends this morning endorsing Romney. He's from Wisconsin, where Republicans vote on Tuesday. But Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich are hardly giving up. They're rallying in Wisconsin today as well. President Obama is on his way to Vermont. He's going to hold fundraisers there and also in Maine. The NCAA tournament resumes tomorrow. The Final Four is March Madness on steroids for rival fans in Kentucky.
In a state with no pro basketball team, loyalties lie with college teams. And no teams draw more fans than the UK Wildcats and the UofL Cardinals. The loyalties run so deep, this Louisville fan painted his house bright cardinal red.
I said, hey, kitty cat, here the bird comes. Watch out, we fly high. We fly very high.
Both campuses are making plans with police to control angry or jubilant fans tomorrow night. UK President Eli Capilouto says if the Cats lose, he's not so sure if the sun will rise in Lexington on Sunday morning. Theron Nicholas for Fox News Radio.
The other game is Ohio State versus Kansas. The winners play for the national championship Monday night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It is 8:05, and we're going to jump right into our Wells Fargo Market Minute. On the line right now, Steve Medak. And Steve, what's happening on the street?
Good Friday morning to you. Okay, markets open to the upside for the last day of March. Markets extended their best start since 1998. The Dow Jones is up 30 points at 13,176. S&P is up 2 points at 14,05. NASDAQ's off 4.5 points at 30,90. Some of the most active stocks, Apple Computer down $6.35 at 603.28. IBM up 34 cents at 208.61. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric up 11 cents at 43.10. North Valley Bank up 5 cents at $12.05. For the commodities, gold is up $2.19 at $16.63, and silver up 13 cents at $32.34. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Steve. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR 1460. We took the call a little bit early this hour because our guest host, Eric Woodstrom, has a special guest on the phone. Eric?
Good morning. This is Eric Woodstrom. I'm the North Valley president of Five Star Bank up here in our Reading office. We've recently opened up an office in Chico, and once again, we have several offices down the Sacramento Valley area, too. And we've had some good discussion in the first hour about the economy and where it's going, and some of the positive trends we have. And this hour, we're joined by Bob Linscheid. Bob is the managing director of Innovate North State. Good morning, Bob.
Eric, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. I just finished an exercise class at Whole Body Fitness with Doug Hignall. You may know him.
Oh, yes. I know Doug very well. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's good. So we're all refreshed and ready to get through Friday, huh?
We're ready for the weekend.
Last day of the week, last day of the month, and last day of the quarter. It's kind of the triple witching hour.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Innovate North State. Let's talk a little bit about it. The tagline is, it's accelerating innovation, commercialization, and company growth in Northern California to make our region the nation's most economically competitive rural region by 2017. Wow.
How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful. How are we going to do it?
Well, let's first of all, there's no question the economy is on everybody's mind. Our tagline in the economic development circles in Chico has been quality of life begins with a good job, and that's so true in this day and age. What we've realized over time, I've been doing economic development in the Butte County, Chico region, Eric, for 25 years, and discovered, quite frankly, that there's really no current region-wide focus in the North State that advances innovation as a key to job creation. You know, cities don't create jobs, counties don't create jobs, businesses create jobs, and everything good that happens in our community happens as a result of a successful business. And so we've taken that approach, and we spent some time with Mark Lascelles, the president and CEO of Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, and we've met with the folks down in Nevada County. The region from Shasta all the way to Nevada County is rich with great talent at the CEO level all the way down. And so what we've decided to do with Innovate North State is create a public-private partnership driven by CEOs of the leading North State businesses to create jobs in the region by specifically focusing on resources, on helping innovative growth companies. Now, let me define what that means, Eric. Sure. The innovative growth company or an emerging growth company is a company that does business nationally or internationally. And so they're very good for a local region because they export goods and services and they import dollars, which is absolutely essential. And so our mission basically is on several, encompasses several key themes. The first is to focus on those companies because they have unique needs that aren't often solved in that region only. And so by creating this wider swath of CEOs working together, we believe that we can work together to improve the regional economy from Shasta to Nevada. And we've got great collaboration going on between folks in the Chico, Butte County, Shasta, Redding, and Nevada County, Grass Valley area as well. And we're really excited about that.
Yep.
We're happy to have Five Star Bank involved, and we have other folks that have stepped to the plate to say, hey, we really like what you're doing.
That's a great lead into to the formation of it, Bob. We've got to run some advertisements here and help pay for this station, but we'll be right back in just a couple minutes so we can continue with that discussion on Innovate North State and talk a little more about the details.
Well, real quickly, Eric, we want to get into the weather here. It's going to be rain today, high near 60, and winds a little bit out of the south, and that's going to increase tonight. And we've got wind gusts up in the 30-mile-an-hour range, and it's going to be a wet and wild weekend. Thunderstorms and hail, depending on where you're at, so be careful out there. It looks like a great weekend to move into a new house, which I'm doing, so... You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, and we'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, the time is 8:14, and by the way, it is 52 degrees with light rain here in Redding, and I forgot to mention before the break, Weather Report is always brought to you by our friends out at Anselmo Vineyards. Check them out. They're on Inwood Road on your way out to Shingletown. Excellent place to eat and beautiful decor. That is our friends out at Anselmo Vineyards. Right now, though, we're going to toss it back over to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's a nice, wet Friday morning here, 8:15 in the studios. We've got, as our guest today, Bob Linscheid. He's the managing director of Innovative North State. Bob, has talked to us a little bit about, Innovate North State and what we're trying to accomplish. Welcome back, Bob.
It's good to be here this morning, Eric. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. Maybe you can talk. We can talk a little bit more specifically about Innovate North State, and it's a regional approach to job creation, job growth, and what we can expect going forward.
Well, you know, it's a great opportunity to join with you because I think that this is the first time in my career that I've been in Chico 25 years that we have assembled a wide region of folks interested in what we could do together where the competition barriers are dropped. You know, there's a lot of friendly competition between folks in Chico, folks in Redding, and it's not about competition anymore. It's about what we could do to raise, you know, the rising tide raises all ships, so to speak, and I'm very excited about that. I know that Mark at Shasta EDC has a big event on innovation happening on Friday the 27th of April. We're supporting him and helping him promote that event with a focus on innovation. You know, we're only talking about generally 5 to 15% of the companies in a community. However, they generally create two-thirds of the jobs. So when you look at a place like Chico, California, or Redding, California, and the regions that we represent, that's not a big number of companies. But when we do this collectively amongst the bigger region, we create a critical mass. And that's what we're trying to do in establishing this. The benefit, of course, that region contains Chico State, Shasta College, Butte College, Sierra College down toward Nevada County area.
Sure.
So we've got not only titans of industry, but we also got higher education, which is absolutely essential because the number one need of emerging growth companies right now is qualified, educated workforce. And that's one of the reasons why I'm involved heavily in the California State University system, is because I see that that's absolutely essential in the economic development space.
Sure, and that's really where the future resources for sustaining the economic growth are going to come from.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd like to mention, and you folks may have heard of Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
Sure.
A major icon company for us. Well, they're joining forces with us for a June 21st event. It just happens to be in Chico, but it's for the entire region. It's called the Sierra Nevada Innovation Challenge. And this is basically California's only most innovative products competition, focusing exclusively on businesses located outside the urban areas of California. So in other words, folks that want to compete for this think they have an innovative product, are able to compete, but they can't be from the Bay Area, Los Angeles, or San Diego. So they have to be non-metro, if you will.
Sure.
And this challenge provides a window into technology's future that includes folks from five different sectors: clean tech and environmental, medical technology and healthcare, agriculture and food, web and software, and manufacturing and high tech. So those sectors, folks that have a feeling that they've got a pretty good product that they'd like to put out there to see if it has any commercial opportunity can come to that event and participate. And our website, innovate-northstate.com, has all the details on that competition. Again, that's June 21st, which is a Thursday at Sierra Nevada Brewing Company's Big Room. And we look forward to seeing folks from the entire state participate in that effort.
And the purpose of that will be to showcase the innovative companies and the best innovations, and also compete for the most innovative product of the year in the five industry sectors that you're highlighting.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I think that will spur folks to realize that this is the area that's how we really grow an economy.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Bob. We've got another break here, and then we'll be back for our last segment before the bottom of the hour.
All right.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a Faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And while we're talking about our friends over at Cars, they're a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Come in for a free maintenance inspection. It'll save you money, and it could save you lots of money later on. Right now, $75 off any timing belt replacement. Stop in and prevent serious engine damage. Cars can pick up and deliver your vehicle hassle-free. Our sponsor of Free Fire Radio, and right now let's get back to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you very much. It's 8:25. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes here before we go to the news at 8:30. We're joined today by Bob Lynch, Managing Director for Innovate North State. And Bob's given us an introduction to Innovate North State and what we're trying to accomplish with it. Bob, we talked a little bit about the Sierra Nevada Challenge. It'll be on June 21st. Can you tell us a little bit if there's companies or CEOs that want to get involved with Innovate North State, how they should go about doing that?
Yeah, there's several ways. First of all, we have our website, innovate-northstate.com, or our phone is 892-1707. Contact us pretty easily in that respect. One of the things that I wanted to mention also, Eric, is that we have begun establishing what we call special industry groups. The five sectors that we mentioned that the innovation challenge at Sierra Nevada is addressing, we will be forging five industry groups. One I'd like to highlight for our time left here is the agriculture and food. As you can appreciate, this region is very, very wealthy in respect to the agriculture sector. And so one element, though, that's missing is further international, furthering the international connectivity, which is a significant part of the emerging growth company focus. We are right now negotiating with some folks in Japan and China for some trips that we may be taking with our industry groups, looking to take California agriculture, specifically in this case, to China. Right now, you'd be interested to know that China only produces about 30% of all the food they consume. And the middle class of China is growing at a rapid pace. In fact, their population... The middle-class population in China exceeds the entire population of the United States. And so we believe that if we're going to help companies grow, particularly in the ag sector, we will look for opportunities overseas to make those connections. And we've done a pretty good job not only connecting with the offices of international trade, but also with country representatives themselves. So you'll be hearing more about that issue as well.
Well, that's really exciting, and I do think, you know, while we focus a lot, of our economic development activities on emerging businesses and helping stimulate small businesses to grow and introduce their products regionally, nationally, and internationally, we often don't focus on really what has been a mainstay of Northern California industry, and that's the ag and food sector. And not only with the orchards and the row crops and the rice, but also with beef beef cattle and the dairy cattle industries that we have up you know, further north up here.
Yeah, so. I agree. So we're real excited about that that opportunity. The other thing we're working on is capital formation. You know, one of the biggest challenges of an emerging growth company is investment, whether it's private equity or venture, and those aren't things that, you know, traditional banking, as you can appreciate,
right.
That's not an area that traditional banking is involved with. So, but it is nonetheless a need, and so we've connected with friends at Morgan Stanley. They've agreed to take on that capital formation strategy, and we're going to be coming forward with a venture club that will be essentially investing in small enterprises that that need that private equity or venture focus.
Now, that's exciting, and I think that you know, as we get further away from the larger metropolitan areas, that's a, you know, that's a need that's less and less available, or seems to be less and less available to. So to be able to, you know, bring that together and provide that for the emerging companies is a piece that's hard or missing in our more rural environments.
Right.
So we, in the last minute here, in the first half hour of our show, maybe we can talk a little bit more about who's behind Innovative North State, and then in the second half we can expand on that into, you know, who you're trying to attract and how everybody can help make it successful.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. I got Bob Belongi here giving me notes and high signs here. And I think that what we'll do, and maybe we'll save that thought, Bob, for after the 8:30 news, and we can come back and talk about Innovate North State and specifically some of the upcoming events and the people behind driving Innovate North State. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. A security scare that could affect what's in your wallet. The Secret Service investigating a credit card breach affecting Visa and MasterCard.
What the breach does is it allows people to create fraudulent cards. So now Visa and MasterCard are alerting banks all across the country, in fact, and they're calling the breach, quote, massive.
Fox's Julie Banderas, the theft involving a U.S.-based credit card processor took place between January 21st and February 25th. Lots of people feeling lucky.
I came up with some numbers, and they're going to be the winning numbers.
The Mega Millions jackpot worth $540 million.
Any secret to winning the lottery? One math professor here in Chicago says...
Not really. You just have to be lucky.
You'd have a better chance of dating a supermodel or winning an Oscar than winning tonight's Mega Millions.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, the highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph. Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Where the time is 8:34 on Free Fire Radio on a Friday, and this portion of the program brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They are proud to announce that they are now accepting patients with TRICARE military insurance. Collect a beneficiary copay cost share deductible. TRICARE will be billed for services by Hilltop Clinic. They have two locations in Reading, one on 1093 Hilltop Drive, the other 2123 Eureka Way, 246-4629. Hilltop Medical Clinic, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's at 8:35 on Friday morning, on a wet Friday morning. Once again, it's end of the week, end of the month, end of the first quarter of 2012. We're joined today by Bob Linscheid. Bob is the managing director of Innovative North State, and we're having a good discussion about Innovative North State. It's an initiative that's really just begun in 2012, looking towards transforming our region, not looking specifically within our communities, but more on a regional basis, transforming our region over the next, with the goal of transforming over the next 5 years into innovative and stronger economy. Welcome, Bob.
Thanks, Eric. It's good to be with you this morning.
Good. We've had some discussion about the formation of Innovative North State and the Sierra Nevada Innovation Challenge that's upcoming in June. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about the pieces of Innovative North State and the people behind it, and if you're looking, you know, and who you're trying to attract.
Well, sure. Basically, the three subregions of this what we call super region,
yes,
include Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, the Chico Economic Planning Corporation, and the Economic Resources Council of Nevada County. Those are the three main areas that are represented in Innovate North State's new direction. Now, the situation between each of the own organizations, they retain their own identity in their respective regions, and they work together to essentially work on initiatives that would further benefit each of the companies. The firms that are investors behind that include Rabobank, Five Star Bank are two of the ones that I want to highlight in this segment, mainly because they were first to step in and say, we agree with this this focus that you're taking here, and we're going to put some money behind it. This is an investor-based group. It's not funded by a governmental agency, even though we participate with government, and there is a purpose for their participation. It's run by private business. CEOs basically serve on a board, and that board encompasses those three areas that I just mentioned. And so essentially
it's, as you mentioned, it started in 2012. We ourselves are essentially a startup, but I'm really intrigued by the interest and involvement of all those segments, including our workforce investment boards. Our cities, our counties are all expressing a strong desire that, yeah, this is the kind of effort we need to change the economic conditions of the North State.
I think that's well said. I mean, we talked about why the rural environment as opposed to the to the larger metropolitan cities, and I think you having been in the Chico area for as long as you have, and myself, and I think you hit it at the very beginning by talking about quality of life, and that's why we're here. We're up here for the quality of life, and what we're really trying to do through our businesses and then through the collaborative efforts of Innovate North State is to maintain and grow that quality of life, not only for us but for the next generation and the youth coming out of the universities and other areas of education, to have them so that they have an opportunity to come back to what we feel is just a great place to live and be able to succeed economically.
Right.
So as far, you've talked about the five industry segments that Innovate North State is focusing on: sustainable ag and food. We talked a little bit about web and information technology, manufacturing, high tech, clean tech, environmental, and then medical healthcare. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the success stories that we've seen regionally?
Well, sure. And I'm for the purpose of this program, I'm going to be more knowledgeable about the Chico region than I am on some of the others, but let me just portray, we talk about emerging growth company, what it represents, where they do business, but let me put some names so that the listener can focus, can say, okay, now I understand what you're talking about. In 2007, SEPCO, the Economic Development Corporation down here, formed a organization, a sub-organization called the SEPCO Tech Group. And this is a group of CEOs representing technology-based companies in our region. Obviously, they are emerging growth companies. When we met with the CEOs of those companies, and there were 12 of them represented, we included the dean for the College of Engineering and Computer Science at Chico State, included the College of Business dean, included the representatives of our community college and others, because we had a desire to discover what their greatest needs were. And one of the things that we found out right off the bat is there was not a connectivity with Chico State. Chico State harvests, using an agricultural term, up to 3,000 to 4,000 graduates every single year. And a number of these folks are highly talented. But there was never an effort to strategize on how to take advantage of the talent being produced. And so SEPCO developed a talent mobilization strategy to essentially have local companies work with the university to see what they could do to bring about expansion of the talent that they need to grow. One of the things that we discovered when we looked around the room of those 12 companies is every single one of them was either founded by, started, or heavy invested by a Chico State alum. So with that being the case, we really understood the importance and the value of higher education. And so one of the commitments that I made to Mark Lasalas up in Reading is, what can we do to further bring the connectivity of Chico State up to Reading? And I know there's been some effort to do that, but as you know, I'm pretty involved in the CSU system, and I'm deeply committed to help Mark through our work together to make that happen.
Bob, so, we've got to take a quick break here, and then we can come back and continue with that thought. So okay, we'll great. Turn it back to Bob Belongi, and we'll have a short break and be back to wrap the last 15 minutes with Bob Linscheid of Innovate North State.
8:43 on KCNR 1460, and it is 54 degrees under rainy skies in Reading, and Free Fire Radio will continue right after this.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then check the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
.846 in this portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by That Kitchen Place. They are celebrating their 8-year anniversary. You'll want to go visit Sherry and her wonderful staff. You can enter the raffle, win yourself a fully stocked table of kitchen gadgets and goodies. Proceeds of the raffle go to the New Veterans Resource Center. Bring down your knives, they'll make them good and sharp. Sherry wants to remind you they have all the cool stuff that a well-stocked kitchen could need. That's That Kitchen Place on Hilltop Drive, just north of the mall. And now back to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom on KCNR.
Thank you very much. It's 8:47 on this Friday morning. We're having a good discussion with Bob Linscheid, of Managing Director of Innovate North State. And in our last segment, Bob talked a little bit about his interest and involvement in the Cal State California State University system, and I think that's an understatement for our listeners that don't know. Bob is the chairman of the Board of Trustees for the California State University system and has been heavily involved in the successes that we, in the continued success of our state university system. Bob, welcome to our show this morning. And
We were
talking more about the connectivity with CSU Chico and the resources there, and I'll let you just kind of continue with your thoughts and how with the Shasta EDC, you know, we can get some connectivity.
Yeah, I think when we took a break there, I was mentioning that there was a common thread between the emerging growth companies, the companies that do business nationally and internationally. In Chico, the common theme was is that they were all started by a Chico State alum. So
right, I think you can say that regionally too. I mean, certainly the Chico State alumni, a lot of the graduating high school students out of Shasta County, you know, attend Chico and graduate from Chico not only for its great academic, you know, programs, but also because of its proximity, its feel, its, you know, similarity to where people have grown up.
Yeah. Well, you know, just yesterday I had coffee with a colleague that is in Chico. He's running a web-based company, not dissimilar from the work that we're trying to do in the web and the software. His name is Jason Salter. You may know of him.
Sure.
A scientist by training and education. He's decided that it's more appealing for him and his family to live in what we would call a rural part of the state than to be in the more urban sector where he probably could make a lot more money in the world of medical technology. He's just one example of individuals of great talent that we've got in this region, and we want to use that as a capital to capitalize. And you know, Jason's agreed to help to serve on our board, to help us with the software and web space, but he's very, very interested in the medical field as it relates to medical devices and that sort of thing. I know that we've built a pretty burgeoning sector in the area of lasers. We were talking about, okay, what kind of companies are we talking about? Well, there's a company in Chico. It's licensed. The technology is in the laser space. The entrepreneur is Brian Pierce. He got his start in the agriculture sterilization, and he perfected his lasers to basically what his idea is: utilize lasers to eradicate basal cell carcinoma, which is skin cancer. And we're working with him not only to help him scale his idea, but also connect it through human trials so that the research can show that this works and he can get FDA approval. Well, that's stellar science that you wouldn't normally see in a rural part of the state. And the main reason that I think that we can keep Brian in this area is to assist him with his research. Inland Medical Centers played a role in that, as well as UC Davis. And so when you talk about, what kind of companies you're talking about, here's one example. And Jason has been a great resource for us with our ideas on what we can do to further assist this company, because we have to reach beyond our borders to assist. And we've done that all the way down to Lawrence Livermore Laboratory, and their laser division has advised us in that arena as well. So that kind of shows you just one example where an entrepreneur comes up with an idea, but he or she needs resources that reach far beyond the geographic scope of Chico, Redding, or Grass Valley.
Sure, I've got the break sign again. I take a short break here, and then we'll come back with our last segment. And we're joined today by Bob Linscheid, Managing Director of Innovate North State, and we'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center.
Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Loaners on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
In times of economic uncertainty, it's especially important to evaluate your portfolio. Do you have all your eggs in one basket? Or does your portfolio consist of multiple asset classes? Having a diversified portfolio, including gold, is a common sense strategy. Gold is often recognized as a potential hedge against inflation and a declining dollar. It's easy to own gold. Contact Goldline today for a free investor kit that will help you get started acquiring gold that's delivered directly to you. Call Goldline at 877-6-BUY-GOLD and enjoy the benefits of acquiring gold from a 50-year-old company and industry leader. Be sure to ask about their most popular gold coins like the Swiss and French francs. Gold isn't just for the wealthy. It's for anyone looking to diversify their portfolio. Isn't it time you consider gold? Call Goldline to receive the free investor kit. There's no obligation. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline at 877-6-BUY-GOLD. That's 877-628-9465.
Well, I won't back
4 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You won't get a pedicure, manicure, or any of those cures. You'll just get a great haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's where I go, it's where Carl goes, and it's where a lot of your friends go, too. Check them out. Now back to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you very much. It's 8:56 Friday morning, and we've got a few minutes left here. Our guest today is Bob Lindscheid with Innovate North State. Bob, as we've talked about, you know, Five Star Bank has been an early supporter of Innovate North State. We're excited about that opportunity and to really help, you know, work with you and the other, you know, as a regional approach to economic development. And really separating the private side of it, having it, you know, putting it in the hands of CEOs and in private industry to help develop economically our region.
Right.
We've got a couple minutes left. Any last thoughts or comments that we want to get out there about Innovate North State or what we can look forward to?
I think that one of the things I want to highlight is go back to the event that we're doing on the 21st of June.
Yes.
While it is some time away, it's not that far, really. This is intended to be a products competition in five industry sectors. If an individual who's listening here has an idea, or they've started a company since January of 2011. So it's intended for you know, new companies.
Early stage, yes.
And they believe, early stage, and they believe that this idea that they're working on deserves some consideration. Take a look at our website, innovate-northstate.com, or call our office at 892-1707.
and let us know what your interest is. We'll take your phone call. We'll tell you, this is not intended to be a situation where, we tell you whether your idea is good or not. It's a competition, and it's a competition amongst many others who have done so. And we did something similar in Chico last year. We recognized a young student who had an idea about doing mobile apps for businesses. And I dare say that he's now got 8 employees. His company is thriving. And it all sprouted from an idea that he had when he was at Chico State. So there's, another example. There's more and more every day, Eric, of folks that have had ideas, that have commercialized that ideas. And then in the last several years, we've had 4 or 5 exits, which means some company felt the value of that company was such that they wanted to acquire it. And those acquisitions then convert into others because the people that sell their companies reinvest. And that's what we're trying to accomplish with Innovate North State.
Fantastic, Bob. Well, thank you very much for being our guest today. We've had a great discussion about looking forward, not looking back or commiserating about the state of the economy, but looking forward to what we all can do in the private sector to help innovate and grow the economy around and make this a better place for us and our next generation.
And right.
I want to thank you very much for joining us today, Bob, and we'll turn this back to Bob Belanger.